Welcome back to season 4, episode number 2 of the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris N, here this evening with Stevie Elizabeth
Sahotsky.
Sahotsky.
Yeah, you got
it. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Today has turned into this evening, and we're getting into the second part of the show, which is a series of mini segments.
Woo, woo, woo.
Several of which are new for this season.
Ah.
Never before heard. So we'll start with the first one. It's usually a good place to start.
Generally.
Which is called Let's Play Listicle Generation.
Okay.
So last season, we deconstructed a list of movies, television shows, and performers to arrive at a consensus of sorts.
Okay.
This season, we're constructing a list. So I started out with 2 items in each list, same format of, we'll end up with 13 movies, 13 television shows, and 13 comedic performers. 13 okay. comedy movies, 13 comedic TV shows, because we're focused on the comedy community. So each episode, the guest will eliminate one item from the current list and then add 2 items of their own. And then the last guest will only eliminate one item, which I think will end up at 13. I'm not that good at figuring out the math of this, and I haven't committed the time to actually simulate what's going to happen. So it'll either be 12 or 13 or 14, something like that.
Yeah, it'll be in that range.
We'll have like a best of list of comedic movies, comedic TV shows, and comedic performers.
Cool.
Generated by the guests of the show. So if you wouldn't mind, for each list, go through the items that are in there, decide which one to eliminate, cross it off, and then replace it, and add one additional item.
Okay, so the first one is 13 comedy movies, and the first one on there that Chris has is Eurotrip, followed by Dumb and Dumber and Old School. And I guess
if you could talk about each film,
yeah,
each entry, how you feel about it, and then.
So I watched Eurotrip, and Eurotrip was one of the like first comedy movies that I watched that I would like knew that I should like probably shouldn't wasn't like allowed to watch.
It was one a of bit those. Lascivious.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like that one, and I like what do you call it? 99 Red Balloons. I liked that song before I watched that movie. So yeah. I liked that I saw that song in that movie. And then I like Dumb and Dumber's good, just good old comedy. I don't know Old School, I don't think.
It's got Luke Wilson as the protagonist, and it's got Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn as his comrades, and they form a fraternity unaffiliated with the university.
Okay. So I probably, just because I'm not super familiar with that one, would I have to get rid of Old School?
That's fair.
And then
it's an older, I would say early 2000s, I think. Yep. So then if you write to the right of that, your replacement.
Okay.
And then add the other item that you'd like to add to the list to number 4.
So 2 more comedy movies. I don't know why that one just came to mind.
Which one?
I don't know why, but the SpongeBob movie came to mind.
That was funny.
It was a funny movie.
Ocean Man.
Oh, you know why? Probably because I just saw a an article about how they made an actual model of what's his name, the freaking
SpongeBob?
No, the male character, the male character that was actually in it.
Oh. David Hasselhoff?
They made a actual replica of David Hasselhoff, like, and it's like larger than life replica, and I saw an article about how he actually got to keep that replica.
Oh.
And it's like at his house. But I'm going to write that one down because it's the first one that came to mind, even if I feel a little bit dumb about it.
You shouldn't. That was a funny movie.
And then, let's see, for another comedy movie. I've been watching comedy specials a lot. I don't remember what the last actual comedy. Oh, you know what? I watched what's it called? Like Funny People or something like that.
With Adam Sandler?
No, I think it might be the other one. It's with it's either Key or Peele, and I can't remember, and I feel like an asshole. And then
Don't Think Twice.
Yeah. Which I'm going to write that one down.
From Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah. Because it was funny, but it was also like some of the parts of it were just like just really hard to watch because it was just like too real. That is too real.
Right.
So then should I write that in the column next to Dumb and Dumber then?
Yeah, number four.
Number four, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So, comedic TV shows starts off with Rick and Morty. And then New Girl and The Office are still on there. And I talked about Rick and Morty a little bit in the first half. I really like that show. So I can't take it off there. I wonder if anyone is going to. I'm really interested to see. I never really watched The Office, but like not religiously. But I mean, I've seen some episodes here and there, but I'm not a person that has watched it through. But I like it. And I like those characters. And then New Girl is the one with Zooey Deschanel, right?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I always get that one confused with Two Broke Girls or Broke whatever that one is. But
there's also Broad City. I get all. Oh my gosh!
Yes, no. So I have
girl or.
I'm gonna have to cross off New Girl. Because it's just not my favorite. I think there's some funny parts to it, but it's just not my favorite. Out of the three, and then. I'm really glad that you said Broad City because I'm going to replace it with that.
Good choice.
And then I will also put in there Lena Dunham's Girls, which is a really great series that just recently ended on HBO. Did you watch any of it?
It's just called Girls?
Yep.
Nope. What's it about?
It's about this group of four girls that live in New York, and it was created by Lena Dunham, and it's just about like their experiences in New York and with each other and stuff, and they're all assholes, like really like flawed characters, but they're really. Really great to watch, and again it's one of those things where it's like not it like every part of it isn't like super funny, but I think like there's a lot of it that's really really great and has a lot of comedic value to it, so I'll put that one down. And then for comedic performers, we have Seth Rogen, Martin Lawrence, and Eddie Murphy. And Bo Burnham was crossed off. I love Bo Burnham.
Yeah. Sal wasn't familiar with his work.
Oh. Did you send him home with homework to watch it? Because
yeah,
Bo's great.
So good.
Yeah. I like Seth Rogen. I'm excited about the Disaster Artist coming out, which he and James Franco are producing. So that's coming out in December, and I'm really, really excited about that. And then...
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Matt.
And then
rowdy outside.
We also have Martin Lawrence, who I'm not very familiar with his work. And then Eddie Murphy, you know, everybody knows Eddie Murphy. I don't know if I'm as familiar with his like stand-up work as I am with his like movie appearances and performances, but I guess I'll probably have to take Martin Lawrence off the list just because I don't know who that person is off the top of my head. And then I will replace with Tig Notaro, who is one of my favorite. I think there's a running theme here in the fact that I like comedians and comedy that's a little bit like sad but also funny. Like the thing that really got me hooked on Tig was her performance that she did like when like she had breast cancer and she was like just broken up with and had just lost her mom, and it was like this horribly, you know, and I think she said in this special at one point in time, it's like tragedy plus time equals comedy, and she's like, you guys, I'm still in the tragedy part, but like the way that she presented it was just like absolutely stunning, and I was like heartbroken and just like laughing all at the same time. And I think that she's a really, really great comedian. No moleste. Oh, the sign said si moleste. Oh, sorry. You can turn that around. No moleste. Have you ever seen that bit?
Nope.
No?
I'm confused.
Yeah, look up Tig Notaro's and just no moleste, or her stay in a Spanish... I think it was a Mexican hotel. I don't remember. It was a Spanish-speaking country. And then my other choice for a comedian... I'm not sure. I might do Tina Fey. I really like Tina Fey. And I get told that I look like her a lot. Which I think is kind of funny. But I had a girl come up to me after the last late night Grand Rapids show and specifically come up to me, and she was just like, I have to tell you something. And her friend was literally right next to her, and she was like, leave her alone. She doesn't want to talk to you. And she's just like, no, I have to tell her. And she comes up to me and she's like, you look like Tina Fey. Just like, okay. That's cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I love Tina Fey's work, and I read her biography, Bossy Pants, which if you haven't read is really great.
I'll have to see if that's available through the Kent District Library ebook lending program.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
That sounds like a thing that I should be a fan of.
Yeah, ebooks.kdl.org. You can sign up at your local library branch and get a card for free and then borrow ebooks.
There you go.
As well as films and music.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
All sorts of stuff. That's cool.
Get your tax dollars worth out of
the
system.
You're paying. You've got like an extra Grand Rapids fee that you pay every year, so... Gotta do it.
Yep.
Cool. So those are my answers for that.
That was Listicle Generation.
Yay. Do you want this guy back?
Yes. Just so I can see how to spell Faye properly. If it was E or A.
It's an E in her case.
Got it.
Faye, F-A-Y, is actually a word, though.
Isn't that someone who's vain?
It's... I'm not sure. I always thought that it meant someone that was, like, sort of shy and bashful, like a young girl, like, sort of shy and bashful, very feminine, sort of, like, fey. She's very fey.
Hey, Siri. Define fey. Never mind.
Never mind, Siri.
What? Stop! Oh, jeez. I just updated to iOS 11 and...
She's all crazy again. Just
bugs out of it.
Yeah, that happens like every time they update and she gets all crazy. But I haven't been able to... I've got an iPhone 6S, but I haven't been able to use Siri, like, for at least a year because I dropped my phone in a can of paint.
Oh, no.
Yep. And so now it's the microphone is too gunked up to understand when I'm calling for Siri, so...
Oh. A lot of the time, it's useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes... Well, I'm pretty far away, too, so that could be part of the... communication issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll get there. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully it'll let us live.
Yeah. Hopefully they won't take over. We'll see.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So I have printed out for you here a sheet of paper with the lyrics to a song on it. If you wouldn't mind, please reading that in the style of spoken word poetry.
Okay.
Or if you strongly prefer, you could do a different style.
Do you want me to read the title of it too, or do you, is that like...
That's up to you as a performer.
Okay.
You could even read it after if you... All however right. you want to do it.
We'll see. I'll read it. I'll read it after and see if people pick up on which song this is.
Mm.
Well, I started out during... I started out down a dirty road, started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill. The town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt and the sea may burn. Well, some say life will beat you down, will break your heart and steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll go. I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. And the title of that is Learning to Fly.
Yeah.
I don't know who that's by. Who is that?
Tom Petty.
There we go. Tom Petty.
Recently passed.
Is at this point in time, I heard that he had passed and then that he was still on life support.
Oh. Maybe yeah. I preemptively selected his songs as a... It's still a good song.
It's still a good song. Yeah, but...
He's in our thoughts.
He is. Yeah, his daughter actually got a little bit miffed and she like posted it on Instagram and was like, my dad's not dead yet, basically. So that's the last thing I heard.
I missed that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything apart from that. So, yeah.
Hopefully
he pulls through. Yeah.
We'll see.
He's pretty young.
Stay tuned. Is he?
He's young for a man in 2017. He's like 65.
That's young?
Well, I mean, life expectancy in this country is like, I think around at least 75 or 80 for men.
Hmm.
For an average middle-class white male. But I guess he's not an average middle-class white male either.
He is a phenomenal class.
He's a phenomenal upper-class white male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not phenomenal. That's pretty strong language.
He's done some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. This next segment is called Let's Play Deserted Duos. This is a new game for the season. Still working the kinks out of this one. I don't know the origins of that phrase, if I shouldn't be using that.
Working the kinks out?
I think it's like a kinked hose to get water to flow, but
yeah,
there's enough ambiguity that I probably shouldn't use that phrase since I'm not completely familiar with any connotations it might have.
Maybe.
Language is so confusing.
Mm-hmm.
How was I supposed to know about extra meanings?
You should know everything. You live in a technological age.
Yep.
You're to blame for all of your missing information.
Yeah, I feel that way too. So this game, I would like to know if you were going to be stranded on a deserted island, but you could bring a few things with you. I have different categories of things, and I'd like for you to please tell me which items you would bring that fall within that category. And it's in twos.
Okay.
Thus the duo.
Got it.
Yep. And I don't know if I have too many categories, or maybe go for like more rapid fire answers.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's better. Maybe more thoughtful answers are better, and I just need to reduce the number of categories. We'll talk about it after, and we'll see, figure out what's best.
Sounds great. I like the idea of rapid fire, though. But we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Two books.
I would bring a book that I have on my shelf, which is like a survivalist book.
Mm.
It has a lot of really good survival tips. Stranded on an island, and then I would probably bring like edible plants book.
Mm.
Very practical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Two music CDs.
CDs are
compact discs for the younger listeners.
The younger ones.
It was a physical media form.
Yeah.
Used to deliver audio,
mm-hmm.
especially music performances.
And it got all scratched up, and you couldn't like walk around with a CD player because it would skip and stuff. And yeah.
Yep. I guess I should rephrase that to be two music albums.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I would probably bring the Black Keys album. What do you call it? Brothers.
Mm.
And then I would also probably bring, another one that I really like. That was a weird noise.
Yeah, I don't know if something got stepped on or what.
Sounded like a duck got stepped on a little bit, if you guys couldn't hear that.
There was a really good mashup album of Brothers from the Black Keys.
Oh, really?
And I think it was called like The Legend of Chico Dusty from Big Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a mashup of those two albums that was very well done. I thought I enjoyed that back when it was released. And I think it was called like The Brothers of Chico Dusty.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
I'll have to check that out. And the other album that I would bring would be Ruby Room by Soul Coughing.
What kind of music is that? I've never heard of it.
What did he call it? I think he called it slacker jazz. So that's Mike Doty, and I don't know any of the other members of the band, but Mike Doty is the lead singer. And it's really like spacey. It's 90s like jazzy kind of. It's sort of like what you'd expect if like a jazzy heroin addict was writing music in the punk rock era.
All right.
Because that's what it was.
Two Grand Rapids comedians.
Two Grand Rapids comedians. I would bring, oh no. probably I would bring Kimmy Snyder and Brandon Holstein, because they're both my friends and I like both of them a lot, but also because I feel like they both have a lot of like good outdoor survivalist skills.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's an important aspect of that.
If you're on a deserted island,
mm-hmm.
an infinite supply of any two beverages.
I would probably have sparkling water, because I like that, and it's also water, so that's a smart choice. And then, sparkling water and beer would be my other one. I like beer.
An infinite supply of any two food items.
Pizza is a big one, and ice cream is a big one for me. Big fan of ice cream.
And that would be nice if it was hot on the island.
It would be. It'd be very refreshing.
Yeah. Two animals. Or two types? Nope. Two specific animals.
Two specific animals?
Yeah.
I would have a dog for like protection and companion purposes, and I don't know what else. Maybe a sparrow to just remind me of home. Send notes out across the water.
Oh, I need to add to the description that there's no possibility of escape.
Ah.
Otherwise, there's too many loopholes.
Yeah.
Two celebrities.
Bear Grylls would be a good one.
Yeah.
And... Ryan Gosling, because
yep,
he's also a good one.
Yeah, he is. Two dead historical figures.
Abraham Lincoln. That one's a shout out to Dara. And oh, I feel like I had a good one. Amelia Earhart. I think she'd have some interesting stories.
Interesting. Two articles of clothing.
Apart from what I'm wearing already, or do I just get two?
Only two.
I'd have to bring something warm, because I'm sure it would probably get cold at night when it rains, so probably like a long rain jacket. And then
like the yellow ones?
Sure. I guess it doesn't really matter what color it is at that point in time. And then prescription sunglasses.
Oh.
Yeah. I lost my pair that I had recently, and it's been a big bummer this summer.
Ah, yeah. You should put like RFID tags or something, but then people would track you.
Yeah, when you were wearing them or whatever. The man would know.
Yep.
He already knows.
Big brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Or she does. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Just in case. Gotta hedge my bets. Two weapons.
Oh. Probably some sort of like bow and arrow and then a knife. Just for food catching and cleaning purposes.
I'm trying to decide if a bow and arrow counts as one or two. Only one like arrow? That'd be tough.
Well, yeah, as long as you didn't lose the arrow. But I mean, if you have a gun, I'm thinking that like you're not going to retrieve that bullet. Yeah. But at least with an arrow, you could possibly retrieve it or make a new one.
Yeah. With the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Two board games.
Balderdash is one of my favorites.
Very good game.
But you would need other people to play it. So I guess apart from that, I would just have a deck of cards because you can do so many things with that.
So many things. Good choice. Two movies. Assuming that they like just appear in front of you and you can watch them whenever
right.
you want.
Yeah. I would pick Pride and Prejudice, which is the one with Keira Knightley, because that one's one of my favorites. And then Castaway, because it's ironic.
Two television shows.
Rick and Morty and Twin Peaks.
No Gilligan's Island? Or the irony was satisfied by it?
I think the irony is satisfied with Castaway.
Maybe if Tom Hanks was in Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Such a good actor.
Mm-hmm. Very versatile.
Yeah. An American treasure, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His son is very talented also. He's becoming more and more like his father every year.
That's good.
Yeah, big fan of both Tom and Colin Hanks.
Yeah. I heard Colin was a bit of an asshole for a bit. Maybe that was just me. Or I'm making that up.
It was just TMZ.
Maybe.
Stirring up shit for clicks.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what their job is. So.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Because capitalism is amazing.
People are dumb.
And people are dumb. Some people. Enough people.
Enough people are dumb that you can say people are dumb. Yeah.
All kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Two musical instruments.
My ukulele. And a violin. Because I've always wanted to learn violin. And I guess I would have the time to do that in this scenario.
Yeah. Two video games and the means to play them.
Not a huge gamer. I really liked The Sims, so I guess that probably be a good one.
So much entertainment in there.
And
good escapism too, since you won't have.
Yeah. And maybe like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Three? Two? One?
I mean, I've played all of them, but I'd probably go with three just because it was the most recent.
Two phone apps, and they function normally.
Normally?
Yep. But keep in mind, you can't leave the island.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'd probably do Facebook just to keep in touch with everybody and have my lifeline to the outside world. and then Instagram so I can post pictures of me and Bear Grylls and Jake Gyllenhaal or Ryan Gosling hanging out.
Two vehicles
of any sort.
Any sort.
And I know
they
can't.
They're infinitely powered.
I would have a plane, even though I like couldn't leave. I'd still like to be cool to fly. And then
seems risky. How'd you learn?
How would I learn? Yes, it'd have to be a seaplane, and maybe Bear Grylls knows how to fly.
I would assume so.
I'd have to think he does. And then probably like a jet ski just for funsies.
Yeah, if you're surrounded by water.
Yeah, why not?
And finally, seeds for two types of plants.
Tomato. Like raspberry. Raspberry bush.
That was Deserted Duos.
There you go.
How was that for you?
That's good. Yeah.
Would you prefer more rapid fire style, or do you think that was?
I think like well? Rapid fire would be good. I think it'd be good if you had like a timer going on that a little bit, and it was like Family Feud style, where you're trying to like name off as many things on the list as possible. You could have like really long lists, like impossibly long, and just see like how many things people could answer and have like a competition at the end of the season.
I like that. Next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions.
Okay.
I go to a lot of improv shows, and coming up at the end of this month, I will be going to a lot of Grand Rapids Improv Festival shows,
where
doubtlessly, I don't even know if that's the right word, doubtlessly they'll be asking for suggestions from the audience for their scenes. And my supply of ideas has been exhausted over the months, so I would like some fresh ideas.
Sounds
from you,
good.
Please. If you could please tell me a location.
A location. Like an all-female Mars colony.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that scene. A location that would fit on a stage at Dog Story Theater.
The inside of a doghouse that, like, turns into like a normal sized like person house when you go in it, but it's like one of those magical things where it's like,
like
it's
the TARDIS?
Small, yeah, like it's small on the outside, but it's like big on the inside.
An article of clothing. Sorry, tesseract. That was the word.
Tesseract. Yeah, that's a good one. An article of clothing. An aglet. I think is
What's
the right
an
word. It's the little end on your shoelace. That's the plastic end of your shoelace.
Yes, or metal in some cases. An occupation.
Lighting designer for a high profile fashion photography shoot.
A business relationship.
A business relationship. A newly rich, youngish white guy's, and his cocaine dealer.
That'd be a good scene. A word, any word.
Cord.
The last thing you bought on Amazon.com, the internet's superstore.
A pocket knife.
The last thing you bought on eBay.com, the internet's dollar store and nostalgia emporium.
Quad roller skates.
Really?
Well, technically, no. I sold those. Oh. That was the last thing. I don't really buy off of eBay that much, but yeah.
I guess you shouldn't ask really when it's improv scene suggestions.
Yeah.
A television show.
Crashbox, which is a show on HBO that it was a children's show, but it was really fun.
An emotion.
Longing.
An emoji.
The black heart emoji.
Ooh.
That's a new one.
A meme.
The this is fine meme with the dog.
In the burning room?
Yeah.
with a hat on, sitting at a table in a chair.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that one a lot.
The last line of dialogue.
Last line of dialogue. Ooh.
Mm.
My feet are cold.
A magazine.
There is a magazine actually called Vegetarian Times.
I bet there is.
Mm-hmm. That's my suggestion.
A musical instrument.
The piccolo.
A place you might go on vacation by yourself.
Mackinac Island.
For the fudge?
Just because I had never gone before.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You should go.
Oh, I have, but I went for the first time. I went by myself. Just because.
For the fudge?
I did get fudge while I was there, yes.
They have good fudge.
Mm-hmm.
The ferry ride is pretty fun, too.
I did like it, yeah. The first one that I went on actually was one of the ones where they go under the bridge, so that was cool.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Two problems.
math. And you've run out of shampoo, but you still have conditioner left.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't even understand what conditioner is or does. It seems superfluous to me.
Yeah. It softens your hair. But I guess, yeah, a lot of the shampoos that I've used, like I went to like the sulfate free, like hippie shampoos.
Oh,
but well, because
are sulfates bad for you?
Whenever I washed my hair, it never felt like it like got clean. It always felt still like greasy afterwards. Hmm. And once I switched over to the sulfate free ones, I felt more clean. So that's the difference that I noticed. And when you switch to the sulfate free ones, the conditioner actually does make a difference.
What's a sulfate?
I'm not sure. It's
sulfur derivative?
Yeah, it's some chemical component that they put in soaps that's a little bit harsh.
Probably mind control or something.
Could be, yeah. It's probably clogging up your third eye.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to reevaluate my shampoo life decisions now. I didn't even think about that but I guess it's going really close to your brain. Like, there's not a lot separating your scalp and your brain, rubbing all those chemicals on there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. How great. That's a lot of reading to do.
Yeah, sorry. That and the iceberg lettuce conspiracy.
We probably shouldn't talk about that on air anymore. Otherwise, interested parties might
they'll perk up on agitated. It, right? Exactly. Yeah. Sorry.
Mm. Big lettuce is got a lot of
Andy boy
to throw around.
Yeah.
Just slang for money. Back in the day, anyway. Probably not anymore. Talking about lettuce and cabbage and. I don't know what kids call things anymore these days.
It's hard to tell.
It's all bitcoins and...
now you mine for your money like we're back in the panhandling days. I have no idea.
There's just an app called Cash. That's so confusing. Like, can I send you cash? Like, what? Like, through the mail? Like,
you can send cash through Snapchat, too.
And Venmos and Facebook Cash and iMessage Cash and I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What are people doing?
So much.
Two types of animal.
I forgot what the context of this question was. Oh, for this improv suggestions.
Sorry. Derailed things.
The ocelot. And the Tibetan snow leopard.
Mm.
Mm.
I think it's a Chinese snow leopard now.
Is it?
Because they annexed Tibet and subjugated its people to... I probably shouldn't say anything further on that matter. For the sake of our international relations.
China. Yeah.
Probably also shouldn't mention the Uyghur people.
Probably not.
Northwest area of China.
No.
Also subjugated for their natural resources, even though they don't have a common cultural identity with mainland part of the Chinese nation.
Yeah, but China's a big country. Got a lot of weight to throw around.
Very powerful. Mm-hmm. A lot of money.
A lot of people.
I would probably stop talking about those things for the right sponsorship opportunities from Tencent or Alibaba, AliExpress.
A sponsorship opportunity, which is just like, we're not going to come after you.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe I'll stick with Meijer. That's nice and safe, local, not mess with the Chinese foreign policy.
Yeah, they've got nice gardens.
Yes. Where were we?
Animals.
Two things that would fit in your pocket.
A quarter and nail
of
clippers.
Weed?
No, just like a coin.
Oh.
Quarter. Just a quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And nail clippers?
Nail clippers.
Yeah. Those are handy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a stretch. Because fingernails aren't fingers, which are part of hands.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got it. Yep.
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 That's where I'm at. Three objects that might be in the same room.
A laundry basket, a hanger, and a dryer sheet.
It's difficult for me to relate to that because I stopped using dryer sheets.
Mm.
I use wool balls now.
Ooh.
Because there's a lot of chemicals and stuff on dryer sheets. Even using the unscented ones, there's mm-hmm. still all kinds of stuff that goes in your clothes that are touching your skin.
Yeah. I've been thinking about using the wool balls, but I just haven't made the leap of buying them.
Those are nice. It.
Yeah, because you can put the essential oils on them and stuff and make them.
I don't recommend that because I don't have experience with it.
Gotcha. Yeah, no. You can just put a couple drops of essential oil on the wool balls, and when you put them in the dryer with them, it makes your clothes smell nice, just like dryer sheets would.
I don't want to smell funny. It's not for me.
Didn't say you'd smell funny. I said you'd smell nice.
Yeah. Subjective.
Smell is subjective.
Yep. The last thing you wanted to eat but did not.
Marie Katribs.
Their bread is so good.
Yeah.
Something you might get into an argument over.
When people pronounce across with a T at the end, acrossed.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. A-C-R-O-S-S.
But if you're going to go across the street.
Yeah, you're going across the street. You're not going across the street.
Is the past tense of across?
Well, across ED. I went across the street I think the past tense of across is just across.
Yeah, I don't think across is a verb. I'm terrible at grammar. I hate it. I will not stop saying across, though. Sorry.
Well, you and I will get into an argument about that.
Yeah, we will. Something you are always excited to see.
The sunset.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Ferris Bueller actually went to school today.
I would like to see that.
Would you?
Yes. And I'd like to see the same actors reprise their roles. I can't help but laugh at a joke about. I couldn't think of Matthew Broderick. I'm sorry. Broderick? Broderick? I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
However you pronounce it.
Is that what the...
No.
Okay, I was okay. Just, yeah.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Cheese.
Cheese. Like the mixture of, what is it, heroin and something?
Ooh, no. Nope. That was literally the, like, dairy product.
Oh, okay. I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Accurately predict the winning lottery numbers.
That was improv scene suggestions.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't know about mentioning heroin on the podcast, like using the word. Like maybe I'll get some new listeners in the law enforcement community.
Maybe.
Got to get those audience numbers up somehow.
Woo.
That's probably a good way to do it.
Just start saying hot button words.
Probably be somewhat judicious on which ones get used.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's a legitimate tactic to boost your metrics or analytics or whatever.
Yeah, we've talked about heroin twice now in this podcast, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. The next segment, please read me more song lyrics.
Okay.
Same
deal as before. Okay.
But a different song.
Well, I won't back down. No. I won't back down. You could stand me up at the gates of hell, Kate, but I won't back down. I'm going to stand my ground, and I'm not going to be turned around. I'll keep this world from dragging me down, because I'm going to stand my ground. And like I said before, I won't back down. Hey, 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 baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, hey, I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around. But I'll stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. I will stand my ground and I won't back down. I won't back down.
Thank you. That was also Tom Petty.
Yeah. So I won't back down if that one is unclear on that song title also.
Classic song. Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
Yep. Possibly rest in peace.
Possibly.
Tom Petty, we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at some point, but.
Yeah.
Hopefully not yet.
You say that for everybody, though.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Presumably.
Based on our accepted model of how sentience and the universe works.
Right.
Which is probably completely wrong. That's neither here nor there.
Mm-mm.
It's an entirely different podcast. next segment is called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art.
Okay.
So to your left there is a drawing pad and a box of colored pencils. And there's a pencil sharpener if you need it. So if you want to get situated, crack that open and contribute to the existing works. Every episode, each guest will add onto the drawings.
Oh.
And we'll end up with a collaboratively created work of art. Actually, I need to take a picture of the ones that are in there.
Okay.
Before we start, because I wanted to do one at each stage, and I forgot until just now. So Sal was a guest last week, and he started two drawings. So if you want to add on to one of them, or
both of them, or even start a third one, however.
Did you say that he could do two, or was it just like, yeah. I'm just going to do two?
You guys suggested it.
Okay. This one's good.
Oh boy.
I like both of these. They're both, like, the first one is a, like, sort of a landscape. It's got sort of a valley type deal going on, and there's a tree maybe, and then there's the blue sky and the yellow sun in the corner, and then the second one has a tree, just a tree, the outline of a tree. So
yeah, so you've got a, was that 50 different color yeah. options to go with, and just whatever you feel like drawing, really.
Okay,
and while you're doing that, we'll talk about art.
Cool.
Like, what is art to you?
Art is, you know, it's a creative process that I've been, you know, involved in. I was in the fine arts program at CMU, and really found like my footing there. So that's good. And that was a big relief. I'm like trying to draw and also yeah. talk into the microphone. So yeah. if you can't hear me for a minute, that's why. I apologize. But yeah, I've always been a big fan of art and the
you
arts.
You should be drawing.
I know. I'm trying to think of something to draw.
Just let it flow out.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. My dad's a really great artist too, so it's.
What medium does he work in?
He's done a lot of pencil drawings, that I've seen, and he did one. I remember when we were like really young, my sister and I, of us, and I remember like watching him do it and just being like really amazed by it, But yeah, he's always been a really good artist, which has been a big inspiration for me. But also at the same time, he like sort of didn't exactly encourage me to like do art in any other like way than like just for fun. Now that I'm sort of doing it in a more professional sense, he's proud of me for that, but it's been a little bit of a struggle to like win his favor and prove that I can make a living off of doing art.
Yeah, art is not always capitalism friendly.
No.
Sometimes there's good crossover.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, and really, it's just about, like, putting in the work and being there and doing it. Like, if you want it enough, I think, like, a big thing that I live by is if you want something enough, like, you'll make it happen. So, that's really just sort of, like, what you've got to do, especially, it's just especially true in art. Like, you can find yourself in a job at a gas station or, like, at Meijer or, you know, wherever, and like that's just like you can just find yourself in those jobs, but it's like it's not really a thing that you can just find yourself in an art position, like in an art job. So
what is your favorite form of art as an observer?
I really like, photography, and I also really like film. I think that, film and, storytelling in general, I think I mentioned earlier, is, like, one of my favorite things. I really like, sharing stories with people and, telling my story and listening to other people's stories, so that's a big thing for me. But Yeah, I don't know. There's, I'm like getting more into this than I.
Do you have a favorite photographer artists that you follow?
Yes, and like this is like really annoying because I don't remember his name, but he's really cool because he the work that he does is very cinematic and like big, and it feels like you're like looking at a still from a movie, but you're not. But
do you like Wes Anderson films?
Love Wes Anderson. Yeah, he's probably my favorite director. I don't remember what exactly was the first film that I saw by him, but one of my favorites is the Darjeeling Unlimited. I also really liked Grand Budapest, which, and then he's got a new one coming out, Isle of Dogs. Have you seen the trailer for it yet?
Only like 20 times.
Yeah, my phone is not like great for audio, so like I saw it, but I was in a place that was loud, and so I couldn't watch it, so I had to like wait until I got home, which was really frustrating. But I watched it, and it looks great. I liked Fantastic Mr. Fox too, so I'm really excited about that.
Can never have too much dog stuff, in my opinion.
Nope. You would be a very big advocate of that, wouldn't you?
Oh yes.
Yeah. It wasn't what I was expecting it to be when I watched the trailer. I'm not entirely sure what I was expecting it to be, I guess, but like the fact that like there's just all these dogs like caught on an island, and it's just a trash island, and they're all there because like the Japanese prime minister or whoever president was like, there's too many dogs. It's just really funny to me.
Yeah, that looks really good.
That looks really good. You like this? I'm just like coloring in some of the.
Yeah, don't forget to hit the second page if you want to get in on that also.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And this segment can go as long as you'd like if you want to keep drawing and talking about art. Have you gotten down to Art Prize 9 yet?
I have a little bit. I was down there this past Sunday. Sean and I were celebrating with his parents. His dad's birthday was on Sunday, and then so we were celebrating that, and then his mom's birthday is on the 5th, so that's coming up also.
Remember the 5th of October?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right to me.
No, it's November.
Oh, so you're familiar with Guy Fawkes?
Yep. Yeah. I own the V for Vendetta comic book. And I also own Watchmen. I like both of those. Those are the only two comics that I can think of that I own.
Ah.
But I like both of them.
Me too. Well, that's behind you there towards the bottom.
Look at that. All of these greens look the same. Like they're labeled differently, but they all
could be the lighting. I don't have very good
that one's a little
lighting for that type of color distinction. Probably need a more blue light in here, I'm guessing.
Maybe. I think it's really just that these colors aren't that different.
Yeah, I don't think those are particularly fancy colored pencils. They have some crazy ones. Like, I don't know what they put in them, but they're like super bright. Kind of special. I don't know if it's probably not graphite anymore, or is it? It used to be lead, now it's graphite?
Yeah, that's what it is, because lead's poisonous. And graphite is less poisonous, I guess.
Whatever graphite is, it sounds it's made carbon. Up to me.
It's carbon. It's the same. Actually, it's the same thing that diamonds are made of.
Oh.
But it's just molecularly differently arranged. So it's easier to, it like obviously smears on paper a lot better than diamonds do.
Hmm. I've never tried to smear a diamond on paper.
It wouldn't work well, I'm guessing. Being that it's like, you know, one of the hardest substances known to man.
That's what Big Graphite wants you to think.
That they're the they're in the same league as diamonds?
No, that diamonds don't smear. It's probably the finest writing method. And
well, it's definitely one of the finest surgical tool instruments.
Oh, yeah. Very fine points on diamonds.
Yep.
Useful for drilling.
Yep.
I feel like we've strayed away from art.
We have a little bit. That's okay. I'm going to call this done. All I've been doing is drawing leaves on the tree.
Thank you for your contribution to the drawing, and we'll see how the drawings develop over the weeks until we end up with the two final works.
There you go. Yeah.
Collaboratively created.
That'll be good. It's a lot of pressure on Sal to start out the drawings like that.
Yeah, he kind of laid the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But people could start at their drawing if that's what they wanted to do.
There you go.
There's options. Don't worry about the pencils.
So many options.
That was Talk and Draw Art. Next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I'm thinking of a number that is greater than 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. It's also possibly equal to 1. I've phrased that incorrectly. So somewhere between 1 and 1 million, inclusive of both 1 and 1 million. And you get one chance to guess what it is, and I'm thinking of it right now.
Is it, like, are you thinking of the same number every week until every someone guesses week. It?
Yep.
Okay. 600,057. Yeah, 600,057.
600,057?
Correct.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Nah.
However, you got two numbers correct, one of which is in the correct decimal place.
Ooh.
So that's some information for future players. They choose to go back and try to figure things out that way.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I have here a list of the first parts of common phrases, and I'd like for you to please improvisationally complete them.
Okay.
In a, like the non, not how they would typically be completed.
Okay.
Keep calm and...
Close your blinds.
Hmm. When it rains, it...
Rains.
All dogs go to
obedience school.
They should.
Mm.
A penny saved
is in your piggy bank.
If at first you don't succeed,
go and do the dishes.
Mm. The proof is in
a letter that was sent to you by a stranger.
Mm. Flattery will get you...
Roundery?
What?
Roundery.
Roundery?
Yeah, flattery will get you roundery.
Oh, it's flat and round.
Yeah.
I got it.
Ba-dum-tsh.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find...
A pet rock.
Hmm. If you can't take the heat...
Then if you can't take the heat, take the sweet.
Hmm. I like that. I have a sweet tooth.
Mm.
I like chocolate a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bigger they are,
The more likely they'll be to turn into a black hole when they die.
Hmm. Life is like a box of
shoes.
Hmm.
With one missing.
One shoe missing?
Yeah.
That would be very frustrating.
It would be.
Stop, drop, and...
and examine your life choices.
Oh, wow. The only thing we have to fear is...
expired coconut milk.
Ooh. It gets pretty rancid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Wubba lubba.
I almost said ding dong.
I'll take it. A bird in the hand is worth...
several feathers in the mouth.
Hmm. Knick knack paddywhack. Give a dog.
A college degree because he's a very good boy.
Aw. If life hands you lemons.
Start up a conversation.
Hmm. When in Rome.
Make sure you put on sunscreen.
It's pretty close to the equator, right?
No, but it's a pretty sunny place in the summer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'd like to go someday.
Yeah.
Forgive and...
Forgive and... fraternize.
Hmm. The journey of 1,000 miles...
is... longer than the journey of 999 miles.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's
what is in your eyeballs.
Mm. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%.
Provocation.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom...
rhymes. All wise things are rhymed.
And that was Words of Wisdom. Thank you for playing.
Yeah. I like that one. That one's fun.
This next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So you have 30 seconds or so to pitch me on an idea. It could be a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, a political idea. Whatever you feel like selling me, you've got about half a minute to do it, as if we were riding together briefly in an elevator.
Okay. Does this have to be like a real thing, or is it just like
anything?
Made up? Anything. Okay. Are you going to start a timer?
Nope.
Nope. I'm just going to like eyeball it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So just go whenever?
Whenever you would like.
Okay. Okay. So I got this really great thing for you. I hear you got a sweet tooth.
Mm.
And so I feel like I shouldn't have to sell you too hard on this. It's a cherry rhubarb pie. Mm. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a cherry rhubarb pie, but it's very good. It tastes like cherries, and the rhubarb has a nice like sweetness to it also. It's pink. You can top it with the crumbles like you would like a normal pie, or you could do like the pie crust bits on it. And then you can have it warm with a like nice like scoop of ice cream on the top of it.
I'm in.
You're in.
Sold.
Done.
Yep.
Cool.
Never had it, but I'd like to try it. Strawberry rhubarb's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Next segment is called Improvise an Ad for And I need to mention, after the four, there's two dots, dot, dot, mm-hmm. which is the Heller ellipsis.
Mm-hmm.
Differs from the traditional ellipsis because...
Which is three dots.
It is three dots traditionally.
Yeah.
The Josh Heller invention, the Heller ellipsis, only two dots, saving ink, time, money, so many things.
Oh, gosh.
Just a superior concept, and I'm a big advocate for it.
Okay.
So if you could please improvise a short audio ad, such as one might hear on the radio, for Grand Rapids Improv Festival, which is October 30th until November 6th.
Okay. Do you like comedy? Do you like laughing? Of course you do. You're a human being on the planet Earth, right? You're definitely not just an alien. Well, if you're not an alien and you like those things, you should come on down to the Grand Rapids Improv Festival. That's G-R-I-F-F, Griff for short. Look at that. That's a lot of fun. Say that with me. Griff. It's definitely not at all like that one large cat that sells cereal. You should come on down. We've got a lot of improv, a lot of comedy, a lot of great people, new faces, old faces. Fun, 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 fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This next segment is called Affirmation.
Okay.
Stevie, I really admire how much time you contribute to producing and documenting local performances. Everyone is extremely grateful for your efforts. And you are a passionate and gifted entertainer. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids community.
Aw. Well, yeah. Thanks.
This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
The rain coming through in the desert is a big one. I remember coming to Michigan and seeing snow for the first time, too. We were in my grandma's backyard, and she lived in Warren, just north of Detroit. And it wasn't like a real snow. It must have been in November. And it was just like a flurry, but I remember like running outside and seeing it and like trying to catch them on my tongue, but they were so small that it was just not like really working that well. But that was the first time I'd seen snow for real.
This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I am currently looking forward to January 28th, 2018, which is significant for me because it marks 1 year having officially lived in Grand Rapids. And this has been a really awesome year. It's been amazing. I've met a lot of amazing people, and I can't wait, you know, to see what the rest of it has in store for me and to start writing the next chapter in that book.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events.
Cool.
So if you have any social media accounts or upcoming events that you would like to mention, now is the time for that.
Cool. So I've got the Griff stuff that I was talking about. So the No Outlet one, I got to find it. Oh, I'm sorry, not No Outlet, Late Night. Okay, this one popped up first. So Leading Ladies is happening on Friday, November 3rd at 9 to 11 p.m. at Dog Story Theater. And that is going to be a girls' night of comedy with funny girls doing that. And that's $10. And then we have...
You can also buy an all-access pass for $60 to get in to all of the main Griff events.
Yeah. And then the Late Night Grand Rapids one is on that Wednesday. And then I'm having trouble finding the SOFA one. And let's try This is really interesting to listen to. I'm really, oh, well, you'll like this because I just searched Griff Sofa on Facebook and I got a lot of dog pictures for some reason.
Oh, I like that. So yeah, wearing a top hat?
Yeah, and a very dapper-looking gentleman wearing a top hat with a good mustache. I guess be on the lookout for that is, so I'm performing Griff with Sofa, with Funny Girls, and with Late Night Grand Rapids. So a lot of chances to see this lady go up and make a fool of herself on stage. and then apart from that, in December, I have a Late Night Grand Rapids show, our Deck the Lols, LOLZ. So that'll be coming up in December. And then Sarah Jean Anderson, if you know her, will be our host for that one. So be
December.
Looking out for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Will she be in character?
Oh, she'll be in a lot of characters, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. And the final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. If you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
One tip would be, to keep notes on yourself. Just keep a notebook with you, and whenever you're done performing, write down what games you were in and what the suggestion was and how those games went and how you feel you could get better. Because that really helped me take me from what I felt to be an amateurish level to a more polished, more professional type level. So,
thank you. And thank you for being here tonight, Stevie. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that ran a little longer than expected. Still working out some of the whatever you work out of rough ideas.
Rough.
Oh, dog puns. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grantcast.
Bye.
You are so engrossed, your apocalypse always, that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. As a beautiful, I see him, but I don't believe him. Yeah, I can help you, I can help you. Can help you, I can help you. Your honest love is hitting the wall, and all your tears are good before they ever happen to fall.
It's all for the listeners' quality.
Mm-hmm.
Ear quality? Audio quality? It's all for the listeners. Cut there.